ABC Radio Australia.
The Coral Sea Cable is considered to be the big ticket item in the Australian government's so-called Pacific Step Up, designed to provide fast internet between Australia, Solomon Islands and Papua New Guinea. But the project is facing its first legal hurdle this week, with traditional owners going to court to challenge the acquisition of land for the project. Whether the case will affect the project's December delivery date is uncertain, but one lands expert says the courts have become an all too common destination for development projects in Solomon Islands, as Evan Wasuka reports.
Connecting the world will ensure economic growth in the Pacific and improve education and the future of our children for years to come.
In a promotional video, the Coral Sea Cable is being touted as a game breaker, with hopes that fast internet will transform life and the economy in Solomons and Papua New Guinea. In July, fibre optic cables for the 4,700-kilometre-long submarine network between the two countries and Australia were rolled out. But the path to fast internet will have to go through the High Court in Honiara, where lawyers representing landowners are challenging the acquisition of land for the project. Charles Kekusivili is a paramount chief of the Tandai tribe and a member of the group that brought the legal challenge.
The foreshore land in Honiara is not a customary land. It's already been registered under the perpetual estate title, and we are the title holder.
They argue that the government didn't go through the proper process in acquiring the land for the project. The challenge, titled Civil Case 237, will be heard for mention on Thursday morning.
We apply for one restraining order, and we want the court to impose that restraining order so that the government will come forward and negotiate with us.
Their application for an injunction to stop all work on the Coral Sea project will be heard on September 13. In a brief statement to Pacific Beat, Commissioner of Lands Alan McNeil says,
part of the Honiara foreshore below high water mark was acquired from the registered landowner for public purposes. The submarine cable is a national project in the public interest, and the project will have widespread benefit to the whole population of Solomon Islands.
Dr. Joe Forkwana is a law lecturer based at the University of South Pacific's Imalas campus. He specialises in land matters, and he says the court challenge shouldn't be a surprise to authorities given Solomon Islands' land's history.
I think it's expected in any case where you have developers for a very large project, where the chances of dispute is quite high.
Dr. Forkwana says the key issue for the court to rule upon is whether the land was acquired for public purpose.
Compulsory acquisition, if the state is going to use it, the justification is that it should be for public purpose. And of course, you have to take into account, how do you compensate, those who have an interest to the land, example, customary landowners, or those who have perpetual estate title holder, if in a case of a land that's being registered.
The agreement for the Coral Sea project was signed last year by then Prime Minister Rick Ho and the Turnbull government in Canberra. It came after Australia convinced Solomon Islands to ditch plans for the controversial Chinese corporation Huawei to build the undersea cable network.
During this visit, I will be witnessing the signing of a landing agreement for a new submarine cable link between Solomon Islands and Sydney that is jointly funded by the governments of Australia and Solomon Islands.
Now Australia is providing two-thirds of the funding for the project. In response to questions from Pacific Beat, a spokesman for Australia's Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade told us,
Australia is constructing the Coral Sea Cable System and Solomon Islands domestic network in partnership with the Papua New Guinea and Solomon Islands. Land access arrangements relating to the cables in Solomon Islands are the responsibility of the Solomon Islands Authority.
As the matter heads to court, questions still hang in the air on whether the challenge will affect the rollout of the project. Vocus Communications is the contractor for the Coral Sea Cable, but they too said all matters regarding land is the responsibility of Solomon Islands authorities. Vocus still has its delivery date set for the end of the year, but right now all eyes are on the Solomon Islands High Court.